Graham Kinchin had an emergency when a sandbag wall near his home began to fall apart. The wall was protecting his house in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, from the recent flooding. He let people know about his problem on Facebook and by telephone. Within 5 minutes, friends gathered to help rebuild the wall. The incident shows how neighbors have helped each other in response to the recent flooding in Baton Rouge and nearby communities. Baton Rouge is the capital of the southern state of Louisiana. Storms and flooding hit the area from August 8th to 14th. 13 people were killed, and about 100,000 homes were damaged. Thousands of people are homeless. Many are staying in shelters or the homes of friends or family. We have seen a great spirit of cooperation with neighbors, churches, and friends pitching in, said Peter Kovacs, editor of The Advocate, the daily newspaper in Baton Rouge. Many of us have unexpected house guests, and we're making a great adventure of it. Kinchin and his wife Denise use a boat to get from their front door to the road. Sandbags have been keeping most of the floodwaters out of their house. Louisiana has suffered severe flooding before. Hurricane Katrina in 2005 killed 1,833 people and heavily damaged or destroyed 300,000 homes. Many residents of New Orleans left their flooded homes behind and moved to other cities, including Baton Rouge. 11 years later, many former New Orleans residents remain in Baton Rouge. Sometimes when these kinds of things happen, it can seem a little bit too much to bear, said President Barack Obama. Obama was in Baton Rouge Tuesday, noting that he had visited New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina when he was a U.S. senator. Obama said he is confident flooded communities in Baton Rouge and nearby communities will recover, just as many neighborhoods in New Orleans did after Hurricane Katrina. And the reason I can say that with confidence is because that's what Americans do in times like this, Obama said. I know how resilient the people of Louisiana are, and I know that you will rebuild again. By resilient, Obama means having the ability to overcome problems, no matter how tough. Dustin Kluot is a member of the self-named Cajun Navy. It is a group of residents who use Facebook to organize private boat owners to rescue people and move food and other aid where it is needed. He soon became popular on social media. Me and my uncle had just gotten a family out of a house and something got caught in the motor, he said. It was a sign that said, "Love is all you need." The photo quickly spread on social media. David Vitter is a Republican senator from Louisiana. He visited flooded communities with the president on Tuesday. There is a spirit of helping folks, and it really was in full display when the president visited the neighborhood, Vitter said. Vitter calls the rain that brought the floods a 1,000-year event, meaning it has a 1 in 1,000 chance of happening in any year. The Red Cross said it is the biggest natural disaster in the United States since Superstorm Sandy in 2012. Despite this, Vitter and others said the Louisiana disaster has not received much news coverage outside the state. I think people are a little disaster weary. Plus, there are other competing stories, Vitter said. Both Vitter and Obama praised the willingness of people to help each other. They spoke to a young African-American man who was helping his father clean out his flooded home. The man was also helping his dad's elderly white neighbor, who lives alone. The work of removing flooded walls, floors, and furniture is not easy. Kevin White has been working on flood relief for the past week in St. Amant, Louisiana. He said the smells at the water-damaged houses are terrible. White is housing a family of four who were flooded out of their own home. He and the family spent the past few days tearing out walls and throwing out everything else damaged in his guest's flooded house. The damaged things represent almost everything the family owned, he said. I'm Bruce Alpert.